Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Who Will Take Care of Me When I'm Old? Plan Now. To safeguard your health and happiness in old age, by Joy Luberty is a practical self-help guide focused on solo aging, long-term planning, and the realities of growing older without assuming a traditional family support system. First published in 2017, the book speaks directly to baby boomers and other adults who may be single, widowed, divorced, or geographically distant from relatives. Its purpose is not to offer abstract reassurance, but to help readers prepare for the emotional, financial, legal, housing, and healthcare decisions that shape quality of life in later years. Luberty frames aging as something that can be managed more effectively when people plan early, build support networks deliberately, and address difficult subjects before a crisis forces decisions. The book stands out for combining emotional honesty with concrete tools such as checklists, worksheets, and chapter-end resources, making it both a planning manual and a guide to self-advocacy in old age. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why solo aging requires deliberate planning instead of assumptions. A central idea in the book is that many people enter old age without the family structure they once expected to rely on. Divorce, widowhood, childlessness, or children living far away can leave older adults with no obvious caregiver. Luberty does not treat this as a rare exception. She treats it as a common social reality that demands planning. The book's argument is that waiting for circumstances to sort themselves out is risky, because aging problems often appear gradually and then suddenly become urgent. By naming the issue directly, the book pushes readers to replace vague hope with specific preparation. This matters because solo aging is not only a logistical problem, but also a psychological one many people avoid planning because it reminds them of dependence, decline, or loss. Luberty shows that those fears can become barriers to action. Her approach is practical: accept the reality of aging alone, then design support systems, living arrangements, and decision-making plans that reduce vulnerability. The result is a framework that turns uncertainty into a manageable planning process, rather than a crisis to be feared. Secondly, financial and legal preparation as the foundation of independence. The book treats financial stability and legal readiness as prerequisites for aging well, not optional paperwork to handle later. Luberty emphasizes getting legal affairs in order, including consulting with an elder law attorney, because housing, care, and asset protection become much harder to manage once health declines. She also focuses on creating income streams in retirement and controlling everyday expenses, showing that retirement planning is not only about savings but about sustaining daily solvency. This emphasis is important because financial strain can quickly limit housing choices, healthcare access, and the ability to hire help. The book's practical orientation makes it useful for readers who need to think beyond general retirement advice. Instead of assuming that a pension or savings account is enough, it encourages readers to think about legal authority, documentation, and affordability together. That integrated view is one of the book's strengths. It connects money management with real-world autonomy, making clear that the ability to choose care options later in life often depends on decisions made years earlier. Thirdly, aging in place only works when housing and support are planned together. Luberty gives substantial attention to the idea of aging in place, but she presents it as a strategy that requires preparation rather than a default preference. Staying at home can preserve independence and familiarity, yet it also requires assessing whether the home can support changing mobility, health, and social needs. The book broadens the conversation by discussing housing options in the United States and abroad, which signals that the right arrangement may not be the place a reader already lives. This is a useful corrective to overly sentimental ideas about home. Aging in place is not simply remaining in one location. It is ensuring that the location remains safe, affordable, and connected to practical help. The book also links housing to social support, because isolation can make even a comfortable home unsustainable. By addressing neighborhood relationships, community connection, and alternative living choices, the book encourages readers to think of housing as part of an ecosystem of care. That approach makes the topic more realistic and more actionable than advice that focuses only on home modifications. Fourthly, building a chosen support network when family care is uncertain, a distinctive feature of the book is its emphasis on foraging for a family, a phrase that reflects the need to build a support network beyond traditional relatives. Luberty recognizes that many readers cannot count on nearby children, siblings, or spouses. Instead of treating that absence as permanent isolation, she offers a social strategy to intentionally develop relationships that can function as emotional and practical support. This includes staying connected with existing friends, making new ones, becoming more socially engaged, and identifying people who can serve as trusted contacts over time. The book's value here lies in its realism. It does not suggest that friendship replaces family in every way, but it does show that reliable support can be built through repeated effort and shared responsibility. That matters because later life vulnerability is not solved by one-off contacts or casual acquaintances. A strong support network can help with transportation, check-ins, decision-making, and emergency response. The book also understands that some people are shy or socially unpracticed, so it presents connection as a skill that can be developed rather than a personality trait one either has or lacks. Lastly, healthcare self-advocacy and end-of-life planning as core responsibilities. The final section of the book moves from preparation to the most difficult decisions readers may face, especially in chronic illness and end-of-life care. Loverty stresses that older adults need to advocate for themselves or arrange for someone else to do so, because medical systems can be overwhelming and fragmented. This is more than general advice about being informed. It is a reminder that health outcomes can depend on whether a person can ask questions, understand options, and insist on appropriate care. The book also confronts end-of-life planning directly, refusing euphemism or denial. By treating quality care at the end of life as a matter of planning, it helps readers think ahead about dignity, comfort, and treatment preferences. This is one of the book's most distinctive qualities. It does not stop at retirement lifestyle advice or basic elder planning. It extends into the hardest stage of aging, where choices become urgent and values matter most. The practical benefit is that readers are prompted to document wishes and prepare advocates before circumstances become chaotic. That makes the book unusually comprehensive within its category. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are realistically facing the possibility of aging alone and want a structured way to prepare. That includes older adults without nearby family support, people who are single, divorced, widowed, or childless, and adult children who want to understand the planning demands their parents may encounter. Its benefit is practical rather than theoretical. It helps readers think through legal protections, financial stability, housing choices, social connection, healthcare advocacy, and end-of-life preferences as connected parts of one long-term plan. Compared with many books on aging, it is more direct about vulnerability and less dependent on optimistic assumptions about family caregiving. Compared with standard retirement guides, it goes further into the emotional and logistical realities of solo aging. The inclusion of checklists, worksheets, and curated resources also makes it more actionable than books that only describe problems. What makes it stand out is its willingness to address uncomfortable subjects without sensationalism. It treats planning as a form of self-respect and independence, while acknowledging that aging well often depends on making hard decisions early. For readers who want a grounded, comprehensive, and unsentimental guide, it is a strong choice. If you would like to support Joy Loverday, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.